Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
General Keane, again, I interrupt you because I'm not sure if you can see this, but this, we have a live shot now of this balloon going down. This balloon has been taken down.
That's great.
It is now falling from the sky there over Surfside Beach, South Carolina. So
it was weird that only Fox News actually covered this thing being shot, this balloon that came from China. It's not a weather balloon. It was a surveillance balloon. It was a test of the United States. That's all it is. That's all China does. Remember that the communists are the enemy. Always. Always the enemy. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. The enemy of free and thinking people. The enemy of civilized society. All communists are the enemy. All communism is the enemy. Said it. Meant it. Can debate it with anybody. Easy enough. They shoot this thing down off the coast of South Carolina after it had traversed the country. My objection is not in shooting it down. Although some people had a legitimate fear, it's something that we discussed. It's something I've certainly discussed outside the show. You shoot the balloon down, you don't know what's in the balloon. It hits the ground, whatever it is they want to release into the United States releases. Of course, that's possible. You are not wrong to ask yourself, well, does this balloon carry any level of bioagent in it? That isn't conspiracy theory. That is smart, valuable thinking to ask oneself before immediately going to the hip check. Just shoot the thing out of the sky. You know, it's Bill Hicks. What does B-12 do? You take a breath. You take a beat. You take a moment. The argument I make, and you can catch the video at tonykatz.locals.com. If you're going to shoot it down, why would you do it after it had traversed the country? Doesn't make any sense. Does not make any sense at all. But there's another part to the story here. And it's not the part that Biden wanted to shoot down this thing on Wednesday. And it was the Pentagon that convinced him to wait until Saturday. Does that mean that Joe Biden's instincts are accurate? Is that it? That he's got the right idea and it's the weakness of the Pentagon? Well, if he went along with the Pentagon, it's the weakness of all of them in waiting. In waiting to do this. But the other part of the story is this nonsense that came out about, well, you know, these balloons, there were three incursions when Trump was in office. How come he didn't do anything about it? Whoa. As the story was first reported by the Department of Defense that three Chinese spy balloons entered U.S. airspace during the Trump administration, it was not said that they traversed the country, that they entered U.S. airspace. We even discussed on Friday, it's very possible this isn't the first time this has happened. And it's very possible that somebody saw it, if they had never seen it, we wouldn't even know it had happened. But after the Defense Department put this out, Mark Esper, the former Secretary of Defense, former President Trump, and others are like, whoa, 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 whoa. That never happened. That never happened. Trump had put out on social media, shoot down the balloon. And now they're saying this, well, this happened during your time as well. And Trump's like, no, it didn't. Turns out, as the Pentagon now clarifies the story, they didn't know until after Trump was out of office that this had happened. Now, I have many, many questions, but neither here nor there. Let's make sure we understand one thing clearly. The Pentagon, the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, and his team lied to Americans to cover for Joe Biden and their maneuvers on this balloon. It was a lie. It was fraud. It was disgusting. They should throw all of them out. I'll deal with President Kamala Harris. Thank you very much. They lied to Americans. It's bad enough we have to deal with Chinese propaganda. Now we're getting propaganda from our own country. Oh, this doesn't look good for Biden. Here, say something about Trump and it'll deflect. I have people on social media screaming about Trump. They never read the rest of the story. They didn't give a damn. Defending Joe Biden and this administration on this subject is insane. If you are, you are a delusional, hateful person. They lied. The Trump administration. Now, I have questions about how did you determine this ipso facto? I have a lot of questions. But it isn't like, oh yeah, they flew across and I didn't care about it. Now all of a sudden, man, that never happened. It's not real. And if you think that there's pressure on Biden before regarding his incompetence, that pressure is only increased in magnitude. But now the Republicans and independents have a much bigger story. This administration will lie to the American people. We'll send out leaks from the Secretary of Defense, from the Pentagon, instead of say, this is how we handled it, and let Americans decide. Any Democrat who wants to defend this is out of their damn head. There's nothing to defend here.